From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin today's program with music that was specifically written for After Dark. Appropriately enough, it's called Eine kleine Nachtmusik, a little night music, and it came from the quill of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now, this serenade must surely be one of the most popular and possibly most frequently played of all Mozart's music. This delightful piece was originally written for strings. Today, it can be heard with the weirdest arrangements, be they disco sound or military tattoo or the obsequious droning background music in a hotel or supermarket. But nothing can detract from the beauty of the original. Let's listen now to the first movement of Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It's played by the chamber ensemble of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.
Thank you.
The first movement from Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now, 200 years ago, when Mozart wrote that serenade, he regarded it as a casual off-the-cuff composition, something that would perhaps be played once and then never again. At the time, it was quite common for the aristocracy and high society to commission music for all sorts of entertainments. It could be a birthday party or a fireworks display, a housewarming party, or that intimate little supper for two. In our case, Mozart was probably approached by what at that time was called an illustrious personality, who said something like this: "My dear Mozart, I'm having a few good friends around to supper after the opera tomorrow. Be a good chap and dash off something nice for us." Well, Mozart, who could compose at a fantastic speed, dashed off the Kleine Nachtmusik, was paid, and that was that. As I said, normally such a piece of casually commissioned music never survived its first performance, and as there was no such thing as copyright at the time, it was not unknown for the host of such an entertainment to claim that he had, in fact, written the piece commissioned. In 1837, that's 50 years after Mozart's Little Night Music, the Berlin-born Albert Lortzing wrote the opera Tsar und Zimmermann, or Tsar and Carpenter. Today, this opera is a standard part of the programs of most of the world's opera houses. But in 1837, it enjoyed success for a short time and was then forgotten. Albert Lortzing was what we would today call an all-round talent. He was a composer, librettist, conductor, actor, and singer. In fact, he sang one of the principal roles at the premiere of his Tsar und Zimmermann. But he was also what we would call a loser. Although a gifted artist, success was always just out of his grasp. Like Mozart, he was permanently plagued by money problems, and he too died in poverty. But back to the romantic Tsar und Zimmermann. Listen now to Barbara Bonney and Peter Seifert singing the farewell romance from the opera. The Munich Radio Orchestra and chorus is conducted by Heinz Fricker.
Entfernt nur gefährlich zu sein, konnt ich dein Herz, deine Liebe erringen, kann ich auf ewige Treue dir weihn, ewige Treue will ich dir weihn, ich will teure dir ewige Treue auch weihn. wirst du auch einstens meiner gedenken, der dir gehöret mit Herz und mit Sinn. Und deine Träne der Wehmut mir schenken, wenn ich nicht mehr unter Lebenden bin, wirst du auch meiner zärtlich gedenken. Teures Mädchen, der dir stets gehöret mit Herz.
The Farewell Romance from Zar und Zimmermann by Albert Lortzing. The premiere of this opera was in Leipzig, but, as I said, enjoyed a very limited success. Lortzing fell victim to one of the many intrigues abounding in Leipzig. On the flimsiest of pretexts, he was dismissed from his post as conductor. He went to Vienna, and fared no better. He signed a contract with the famous Theater an der Wien, but a few years later he turned his back on the imperial capital, a saddened and embittered man. He had little recognition as a composer. His opera, Der Waffenschmied, or The Armorer, was performed exactly 19 times and was a mild success. He produced the opera Der Freischütz, or The Freeshooter, by Carl Maria von Weber, and was acclaimed for his remarkable intuitive interpretation of the work. And that was more or less the sum total of his success in Vienna. I'd like you now to hear one of the most popular melodies from the opera Der Freischütz. This interpretation is by the Salon Orchester Köln, based here in Cologne, and is an arrangement of the Hunter's Chorus and Max's Aria.
Thank you.
And from that charming, highly original Salon Orchestra choral interpretation of melodies from Der Freischütz by Karl Maria von Weber to the original itself. First, Agatha's Evening Prayer, sung by Gundula Janowitz. She's accompanied by the Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Carlos Kleiber. Agatha's Evening Prayer from Der Freischütz by Karl Maria von Weber. The 1821 premiere in Berlin was memorable on two counts. It was the first premiere to be performed in the newly built Royal Theatre, a veritable architectural gem by the famous master builder Carl Friedrich Schinkel. And it was this very opera that ushered in a new era in operatic history and inspired a whole generation of composers right up to and including Richard Wagner. And who would not be inspired after hearing, say, the Song of the Bridesmaids? It's sung by members of the chorus of Radio Leipzig and the Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Carlos Kleiber.
Thank you.
The Bridesmaids Chorus from Der Freischütz by Karl Maria von Weber. I'd like to finish today's program with a polka from Vienna. Eduard Strauss, the younger son of Johann Strauss Sr., as well as being a composer, conducted the family orchestra right up to 1901. But apart from music and the ladies, Eduard Strauss was fascinated by the sensational technical innovations of the 19th century. The telephone, for example, inspired him to write a brisk, dashing polka entitled, well, what else but the Telephone Polka. The Alt-Wiener Strauss Ensemble is conducted by Arthur Kulling. The Telephone Polka by Eduard Strauss. And there we end this edition of Melody Time, the program which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Christoph Better, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best, and do take care, won't you? Bye now.